I think people just don't like me because I'm a beat up old man.
I'm a beat up old man too. We're both beat up.
How beat up of an old man are you though? That was
the most beat up of all.
It's a show by Chris and Neil with all great movies. They are the real deal. We watch them all, so you don't have to. It's movies that don't suck.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages, listen to a new episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some That Do. My name is Neil.
And I'm Chris.
And today we are reviewing not one, but two movies out there in the wonderful world of cinema that you can watch for your viewing pleasure. We're going to give you if you should watch them or not.
Yeah, that's the point of the show is, really.
Yeah, it's two guys who just tell you, hey, do you want to watch this movie or not?
Yeah.
And we tell you why or why not you should watch this movie. Yeah. And we're not critics.
No.
We're just a guy that used to be in a punk band, a guy that used to be a DJ in music and stuff like that most of his life. Yeah. We're not critics.
No one
has ever paid us for our advice ever.
Not yet.
Well, I mean, that one person paid me for their advice, and
where are they now?
The funeral was nice. Yeah. The funeral was nice.
Yeah.
The funeral was nice.
Yeah. What movies are you talking about
today? The two movies that we are talking about. First, we're going to go to the world of Netflix and see the movie Damsel, starring Miss 11 herself, Millie Bobby Brown.
New case. It's vexing you. Seems to be an awful lot of question marks on that map of yours.
Dundee cake. Door. I will see you again.
Is that what you're drinking?
I'm more than certain it's not so old.
Maybe I can help.
You can help by leaving.
Huh. Yes. The world will be a much safer place if we don't see the inside of Sherlock Holmes. Only the out. Crazy idea. Have you ever considered a flatmate?
For what purpose?
To stop you descending into this.
That's from Noah Holmes 2. We didn't talk about that movie, but we know it exists.
No, yeah, Noah Holmes 1 and 2, and soon there's going to be a 3.
Okay,
coming out soon. We're going to be watching that one too, aren't we?
Well, we didn't talk about 2 yet. So, I mean, talk about the first one. I know we did.
I feel like we did. Oh, you didn't want to talk about 2 because you didn't like it.
Nothing.
You said Henry Cavill is the worst Superman
ever. I never said that once.
Also in this movie, the great Ray Winstone.
Hey. Do you know me?
No.
Well, I'm the guy that tells you there are guys you can hit and there's guys you can't. Now, that's not quite a guy you can't hit. But it's almost a guy you can't hit. So I'm going to make a fucking ruling on this right now. You don't fucking hit him. You understand?
Yeah, excellent. Fine.
I fucking know you. I know your family. You make one more drug deal with that idiot fucking cop magnet of a cousin of yours, and I'll forget your grandmother was so nice to me. I'll cut your fucking nuts off. You understand that?
That's from The Departed.
The Departed.
Yeah. The Departed,
but it's The Departed.
Yeah, it's a great movie, too. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. That's why as soon as I was like, oh, I'm going to be able to get a voice clip from The Departed. I should have done that with Mark Wahlberg.
To bring it all together,
Yeah, I should have. Man, I feel like I missed a chance there. Also in this movie, the lovely Angela Bassett.
Where is her treacherous husband now? But in a place where she can visit, if she wished, mine. It's with the ancestors. I am queen of the most powerful nation in the world, and my entire family is gone. Have I not given everything?
That's from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda forever. And that is when she is the queen. So get it? Get. So do you see where I'm going with all this? We started with the peasant, you know, little detective, and now we're at the we went to the guy that was the second in charge. Yeah. Then we went to the queen, and then I'm just kidding. I was acting like there was nothing to my madness. The next one, she played one of the most famous princesses of all time. In fact, so much that I have part of that movie tattooed right there. There's Andre the Giant on my tattoo right there from the Princess Bride. Mrs. Buttercup herself, Robin Wright.
And what am I?
Faithfulness he talked of, madam. Your enduring faithfulness. Now tell me truly, when you found out he was gone, did you get engaged to your prince that same hour, or did you wait a whole week out of respect for the dead?
You mocked me once. Never do it again. I died that day. You can die too, for all I care.
Oh. As you wish.
Oh, my sweet Wesley. What have I done?
That's from the Princess Brides, I guess.
No way, really?
I thought you might pick something from Forrest Gump, but you never will not pick Princess Bride.
Why would I want to be the one where she's the villain?
Yeah, she's the villain.
All right. Also in this movie is Shirey Agosto.
I think it's Shirey Agosto.
I'll say it again. Shirey Agosto.
Okay, it ends in the movie, though. Okay, yeah.
I'm listening literally to her say it right now in my ear.
Good. And please let them know that if they can't, I will rain hellfire down on them all. I will freeze their assets, cancel their contracts, cripple their business. And I have the power to do it, because I am the fucking hero who helped save Mother Earth from the cataclysm that Jules Pierre Mao unleashed. Tell his children that government is more powerful than any corporation. And the only reason they think it tilts the other way is because we poor public servants are always looking for some fat private sector's payoff down the road.
So that's from The Expanse.
Yes, correct. And that is Chris's favorite female vocalist.
So, guys,
I was going to give you like a 5-minute speech.
I don't know what bothers me about her voice. It's just unsettling. It's very distinctive, though.
Oh, I get you. That, I think that's why she's so good as an actress. Yeah, I think the unsettling is what makes her so well. Yeah. And that is the people from Damsel, which will be the first movie we talk about. The second movie, it sounds like it's an action movie about knights and the Round Table. But it's not. It's about a furry friend, and his name is Arthur the King, starring the one and only the boogeyman himself, Mr. Boogie Nights, Mark Wahlberg.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah. You know, what's the name?
White trash name. Guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany?
Nope.
Tiffany?
Nope.
Candace? All right, speed round. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit it, buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Kylie, Chloe, Devin, Emma, Luke, Becky?
Nope.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Ah! Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tom.
Yeah, so that's from Ted. It's straight from
That's from Ted. And in Ted 2, there was supposed to be one that Mark Wahlberg memorized that same like that. It's not a name thing, but I can't remember exactly what it was now. But he memorized it just like that, and they never used it. And he is so upset that he did it on like the Graham Norton show or something like that. Also in this movie, Mr. Shang-Chi himself, Mr. the one and only Ken Samu Lee.
Actually, can somebody please tell me what the hell it means when someone is texting you for 18 hours and doesn't hit send? I mean, what the crap are these dots? Is she texting me? Is she not texting me? Is it good news? Is it not good news? If I want it to be good news, does that make me a bad person? Is it selfish? Is it selfish to want my fiance to be my wife? I mean, apparently it is. Well, I'm sorry that I didn't survive a plane crash and spend 4 years on some small island somewhere. I guess that makes me an asshole somehow.
Yeah, that's from a... What was that from? That guy? That's very funny, but...
Oh, man, I totally forgot. As soon as you asked what it is from, my mind went blank. I could have picked Shang Li. I could have picked, you know, Shang-Chi, or I could have picked Barbie. But I went with some completely... One True Love.
Okay, yeah.
Right. One True Love.
One True Love.
What it was from.
Gotcha.
All right, and also Juliet Ray Lance is in this movie.
This is Della Street. It was Della Street. We met in the powder room.
He gave me a card.
Well, I've given any number of cards to women in powder rooms.
Unless
you were that graceful honey, about 5'7", with steel blue eyes as deep as the Arabian Sea.
Then perhaps I do faintly recall you, yes.
Well, that's a relief. Because besides the excellent typeset of your card, nothing else about you made much of an impression on me at all.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's from Perry Mason. If you haven't seen Perry Mason, the new Perry Mason, that's one of the greatest shows out there, especially detective works and all the above. Also in this movie is Natalie Emmanuel.
So I'm excited to finally meet the bride and groom tonight.
Oh, yes. They really are perfect match. Would you like to get married one day, Evie?
Oh, God. I don't know. I feel so young.
But what if you met the right person? Age is but a number.
Maybe one day, but I like my independence.
I see. Do you have any siblings?
No. One was enough for my parents, and they probably would have requested a refund if they could.
Oh, no, I very much doubt that.
It was a joke.
That's from The Invitation, a pretty shitty movie.
the concept of it was good.
Yeah,
concept of it was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the star of the movie himself, the one, the only, Arthur the King.
Come on, Olivia, let's go. What's your problem? Hey,
what's going on?
Like, did you move your damn dog?
That's it, boy. What's going on? What's he doing?
I don't know.
Oh, you feel that? Air, breeze. You feel it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's when Arthur saves their lives, really.
It's literally from Arthur the King. I tried looking, but I mean, he hasn't been in other movies, man. I couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Chris, tell everybody where they can find us.
Find us on iMoviesNotesSuck.net, where Facebook.com/MTSPodcast, on Twitter, I'm sorry, X MTS Podcast, Instagram MTS Podcast. We're also on Patreon, Patreon.com/MTSSuck. We're at Bonfire.com/MTSSuck, and something new. You'll find shirts with our names on it, along with stuff Neil's made. And wherever you find podcasts, you guys want to subscribe, do that. It'll be delivered when it's ready. It was a little late this week, sorry. But it'll be up right and early next week. So, yeah. Neil, who are we talking about today? Who are we giving our love to?
Well, usually, normally, we do talk, it's local shops and stuff like that. But I'm going to talk about a shop that is actually, it's kind of a chain, right?
Kind of.
But...
Kind of
a chain, but every store is owned individually, made individually with people and stuff that they do and the people that care. And I worked there this past weekend. So therefore, I was like, man, this kind of goes with the movie we're doing this weekend too, the number one movie. So here it is. Three Dogs Bakery, the bakery for dogs.
Aww.
Now, this past weekend, I got to work Three Dogs Bakery in Owosso. Now, these are all individually owned. Two people, when they were, what's the story? It was, in the first dog bakery that was created, which was in 1989 in a small little town called Kansas City.
What?
The couple who had been baking for their sick dog in an attempt to get her to eat eventually opened up multiple dog bakeries across the United States with called Dog Bakery, but it is all franchise. So everybody gets to buy their own. In this one, did I put a picture of them up? I forgot to. Dude. Thought I had a picture of them up. But aww, this one is a local shop, and it is, look at the food. Yeah. Look at this. This is dog
that
food.
That looks like stuff I want to eat.
Yeah, dude. Like, there's carrot cakes and all that stuff. They have their own bakery. Now, the place I worked at this past week was in Owosso, and they had a Easter bag hunt. Now, there's treats in the eggs, and you take your dogs out, and they sniff the eggs. They have to nuzzle them to touch the eggs, and when they touch the eggs, you got to claim them. And then inside of it would actually be tokens and stuff that make it cheaper for you inside the dog shop. So, and they were just so nice. They were giving away so much. There's Jack and Sally.
Aww.
Look at this. This is all me taking pictures. They're all so cute. And the dogs were just adorable.
Were you there with your radio station?
Yeah, yes, one of the radio stations I work for. And so, like, literally, it was just adorable. All the dogs there eating the food and stuff like that. They have a special needs stuff for your dog and any dog that you have. You can literally just go to their website at 3dog.com, or you can go to their Facebook at 3dog bakery. Mine, the one I'm talking about, is in Owosso, and that's 3dog bakery Owosso. And I am telling you that the people that were there were hilarious. As soon as there's bags that you paid for to get with the stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they have to make the individual bags to make sure everybody gets their stuff and stuff like that. And then I started talking about my dog, Alistair, and my in-laws' dogs, Sir Winston and Bella. And so, like, then she comes out, like, right before I'm about to jump in the truck after I've packed everything up and we're done for the day, and literally hands me bags, free bags, bags full of stuff. Like, I probably got, like, at least $100 in like free stuff. So 3dog bakery, seriously, they're all locally owned. They're all beautiful places. They started in Kansas City. They're all across Oklahoma. There's several here in like Owosso, Stillwater. There's some in Oklahoma City. There's also there's a bunch right around where you live.
Yeah.
So like literally take a look wherever you're at. Great company, great people. I can't speak highly more of a company I've met.
Do you want to speak highly about Damsel? We're about to talk about.
Sure, we'll speak about Damsel.
Yeah, we'll speak about Damsel. So this Damsel came out this year, like a couple weeks ago, directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo. He has directed such other things like, he was a director for 28 Weeks Later. I think I like that movie. It's been years since I've seen it. 2007. Damn. So that's the one everyone would know. This was written by Dan Mazu. This stars Millie Bobby Brown as Elodie.
Your case. It's vexing you.
Also, Ray Winstone as Lord Bayford.
Hey. Do you know me?
Also, the ever-beautiful Angela Bassett is Lady Bayford.
Where is her treacherous husband now?
Brooke Carter plays Foria. Nick Robinson plays Prince Henry. Robin Wright plays Queen Isabel.
And what am I?
Faithfulness he talked of, madam. Your enduring faith.
She already said. The Mule Toomey plays King Roderick. Nicole Joseph plays Princess Victoria. And Shori Askizdu. Is that what you said? She plays the voice of the dragon.
Good. And please let them know that if they can't.
Neil, why don't you go ahead and read the storyline for Damsel?
No.
You could.
I quit. I quit.
All right, guys. Last
I quit. I can't. It's loading up. Oh. It's just giving me three dots right now. I was on the.
Do you want me to do it? I already have it. Right. You want me to go?
No. I can do it. Just wait for it to load up, bro. I can't do anything. It's just three dots looking at me like, there we go. It's one sentence. It's one sentence. Yeah, yeah. I'm waiting 3 fucking hours for one sentence. A dutiful damsel agrees to marry a handsome prince, only to find the royal enemy, the royal family. I'm just going to start that from, let's start them. Yeah. A dutiful damsel agrees to marry a handsome prince, only to find the royal family has recruited her as a sacrifice to repay an ancient debt.
So it's PG-13, just so you guys know, and it takes place in like a fantasy, like a fairy tale kind of, right?
It's a fairy tale.
And the very beginning, to make it clear, it's not the fairy tale that you're thinking of, you know. And man, this movie. So, it's number one movie on Netflix. There was when we watched it. What did you think about Damsel?
It was cute.
It was,
how about that? It was, by any means, this is not a movie that is going to change the history of man. This ain't a movie. This is a woman empowerment movie. Now, the problem is with this movie, we don't care enough about the character.
I don't give a fuck.
By the time it gets to the point where it seems like she's going to die. All right. Now, it's basically the game of hide and seek with a dragon.
Yeah,
it's
for the whole movie. For way too long.
I don't know if it was way too long. The problem is, the only reason I think, again, that it seemed too long was the fact that we didn't care yet about the character enough. If it would have been like, hey, instead of like, hey, here's the guy. No, something was loud in the background. I couldn't hear you over what was in the background.
So the thing about this movie.
Right, anyway. So I lost my thought because of whatever I heard in the background.
You want me to talk? I can talk.
Give me 5 seconds. Let me.
Guys, I'll be cutting this out in the podcast, so don't even worry.
I know it stinks. I'm sorry.
You guys doing all right?
All right. So anyway, all right, let's start it over. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. So the problem is that they just never really give you enough to care about the characters. Like if at the point when they get to the other, they get to the boy, the husband or whatever, if they actually would have spent a little more time on that.
Yeah.
Then I think we would have cared more, but it was just like, they were trying so quickly to get to the dragon. And then the dragon was a let go, the dragon was a letdown, and you just couldn't get behind the family.
It was a very thin plot in this movie. Also very, very, the actors were fine, I guess, man. It's just, this movie's, it's fine, whatever, it's there. You know, like, I have no strong feelings about it, and I feel like, if you go in this being excited about it, you'd be disappointed because you're saying it's a movie that's just there, you know. It didn't, and no one asked for it, and sure, it's fine, but whatever. But I didn't care about Damsel. I didn't hate it. Yeah, it wasn't a fan.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that it's seriously
doing laundry. It's just like, watch this movie doing laundry.
Yeah, watch this movie while you're doing laundry. Like, this is not like a sit down on a Friday night. Oh my God, we're watching Damsel. Yeah. Everybody come over. Let's watch this movie.
Yeah. No, it's one of those movies that's just, it seems like it was made to be put on Netflix. Because I can't imagine seeing this in the theater and thinking it was not like a Netflix movie. So it feels like, and I hate that that's a genre now, the movies that come on there feel like a Netflix movie, but this is what Damsel is. It's mediocre. It's there. And the actors are fine. Everyone likes Millie. I mean, who doesn't like Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah, Robin Wright is one of the best ones out of it. But, I mean, with her being just plain evil.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but the thing is, it's we never get enough of the characters to give a damn about them. Yeah. It's like they really were rushing the fact to get to the dragon. And it was all about the dragon.
The character's so thin too, man. I like Angela Bassett was just a caricature of whatever. Like she was, and like I love Angela Bassett. She can still get it, but this movie. I don't know why it exists. And the CGI was kind of shoddy. CGI was kind of weird. And this one too. It's kind of PS5 looking at some point. It's
kind of like every PlayStation game I've ever played. Yeah. Like, you know, not good at all.
come on, dude.
But it was the fact that some of the players and some of the people were going pretty slow, and then like by the time it gets to the dragon,
yeah,
it's like we're only supposed to care about this dragon and the relationship between her and the dragon, but it wasn't even a relationship. It was just a game of hide and seek.
Yeah, the last 20 minutes, I'm like, wrap it up. I'm like, wrap it up. What's going on? Like it just took forever, man. Like, it's 1 hour and 50 minutes, which to me is a little too long for a movie like this. And most of it is the cat and the chase thing, which, by the way, like, you can poke with holes to that chase the whole time. Like, you know, it's just what it is, man. It's Damsel, and it's on Netflix, and
I mean, it could have been better. I think what it could have been, literally the character building had to be better. I think it was a fact that Millie Bobby Brown got a star in a movie where she is the lead and she just jumped on it and went all for it. Cause her production team's the one that did this. I think this is one of the first movies her production team has done.
Yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, just, you know, it takes place in a fantasy world. Like you could see when it comes to all like sort of, the King Arthur type looking shit, by the way, which is kind of interesting that we did this in Arthur the King, you know. Anyway, this is Damsel, and
yeah, Chris, what do you give it, man? Give me a rating. What do you think of this?
3.1 out of 5.
Give me
3.1, 3.2.
4.9?
No, 3.1 or 3.2. I was waiting for it to end, so.
Yeah, I'm going to be there with you.
You're still thinking?
I'm thinking it's going to be, I think a 3.0. I'm going to give it a 3.3. And the only reason I think it's, you know what? I can't. It's a 3.0. Okay. I'm just going to go 3.0.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to go 3.0.
I was waiting for it to end, and you know, whatever. I felt so.
Yeah, I like all the people that are in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wish they got more character development. I felt at no reason why I should give a shit.
And also, I don't think the storyline needs to shock us, but we need to care about it. And I'm sure you knew what was going right away. I knew what was going on right away. It was pretty fucking simple to figure out.
I like movies when are surprises. I like when people tell me certain plot lines of a story that are the main plot line of a movie, and they tell me that before I go see the movie, yeah. Like literally a day or two before.
Yeah.
I hate when people do that, especially when it's via text message and they're just
It was in the fucking preview. Like Mark Wahlberg starts the movie the preview by saying that. I was like, okay, well. Okay, but I should get it from you.
sure.
All right, sure.
But anyway,
I'm on RossBuzz.com. What's the audience score for Damsel? If you had to guess.
Oh man, audience score—they're gonna go higher because I think people kind of like this, you know, foo-foo.
Yeah, what we're walking, you know, watching from home or whatever.
I mean, things are getting to the point where it's about to be kind of like Idiocracy, where we're going to just be watching people get smacked in the nuts all the time.
Leave me alone, Baden.
And bam. Congrats. You got smacked in the nuts. Anyway, I'll go for
62.
63%. Oh, my God. It's higher than I even thought.
Yeah, Anya says,
oh, my God.
Damsel is a decently made fantasy film. Millie Bobby Brown does well in the title role, although it's easy to tell where the story's going, and the CGI isn't great. Okay. Neil, what's the critic score for Damsel?
41.
56%.
Okay, what are we missing?
Critics' consensus is Damsel has an appealing action hero, Millie Bobby Brown, whose gutsy performance is often enough to balance the scales against the film's underpowered story and occasionally unconvincing effects. Whatever. Here's a bad review from David Opie of Empire Magazine. He says, too childish and shallow for adults, yet too brutal and gory for kids. This is one Damsel that really does need saving after all. Okay. And this is a positive one from Nell Minow of RogerEbert.com. She says, even on the smaller screen, though, the fresh female-led take on the traditional tale, including a bit of sisterhood as a powerful twist near the end, makes it worth a watch. I mean, me and Neil, we could skip this one, but whatever. It's just there. It's fine. That's how I feel about it.
It's fine. It was good. It could have been better. It was just fine. It was a movie that you're like, you're not going to go run off to someone and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw this movie. No.
Do all watching. This is the movie. Do all the doing chores around the house or, you know, laundry or whatever.
Yeah, or when you're beating.
What?
Off. I don't know.
Do not be up watching this, please.
No, that'd be weird. Yeah. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. Okay. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see. See, got them all up or correct.
Tell me when.
All right. Chris, you ready for the news? This is the Movies Don't Suck and Something News. I'm going to read a bunch of stuff to Chris because he's illiterate in both eyes.
I know. I'm reading a book right now called The Night Circus. That's okay.
Chris, do you like remakes? Do you like sequels?
Generally, not really, but I'm going to be watching Frozen Empire next weekend, and I'm very excited for it.
Well, we're watching a remake, too, next week, too. Because there's only obviously one stream. There's only one streaming movie we got to watch.
Roadhouse, right?
Yeah, it's got a better Rotten Tomatoes than Ghostbusters right now.
Okay. All right.
And I only know that because of an article I read today. Anyway, Boondock Saints 3 has been confirmed. Original stars are returning as creator steps aside. So the creator and director of the Boondock Saints will be going bye-bye. So Troy Duffy is his name.
Oh, fuck that asshole. That. He's such an asshole. Troy Duffy's a piece of shit. You gotta watch it. Troy Duffy? Go watch Overnight, that documentary, and you'll see why. He's an insane person.
Cool. All right. But Norman Reedus, Sean Patrick Flannery are returning for their roles, which has been dubbed as a reimagining of the franchise with the new characters to be introduced. So I'm guessing they're just going to continue on how old they are and their Boondock Saints and their brothers. Another sequel we didn't know was in the works. Wanted 2.
I didn't see Wanted 1. What was Wanted about?
You never saw Wanted 1?
No.
Sorry. Oh my God, really?
I know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I
know,
man. It's good. It's good, I bet.
Right? It's one of my go-tos. It's literally like one of them I can throw on because, one, the soundtrack is awesome. The background music is great. But then it's Morgan Freeman, Angela Jolie, and James Ivory.
Is that the one where they're able to bend bullets?
Yes.
Okay.
The bending the bullet is because of physics, though. It's not like they're like Luke Skywalker, but using the force. It's like because they use like when you shoot the gun, that's how.
I know, but it's bullshit physics. It's not possible at all, but.
Yes, it is possible. I've seen it in the movie.
You're wrong, Chris. So they're doing a sequel, huh?
You're wrong.
Okay.
Do you remember a horror movie called The Ghoulies?
Yeah, I remember a horror game called The Ghoulies. You're gonna get your okay.
That was definitely named after it. It was definitely named after the Ghoulies. I thought I
are Ghoulies. Are those like zombies here or something?
No, give me a second. I thought I had it saved. Maybe I do have it saved, but I don't have it saved. I hate when that happens.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
There it is. I mean, I know. Then you have to edit later. I know. It's all my fault. Sometimes people shouldn't work on St. Paddy Week. Here we go. Them.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they're coming out of the toilet on the.
Oh
man, I can't believe you haven't seen this. Like literally, it was like one of the '80s. Like,
so when they come out of the toilet, and then one of them critters, and then the critters, the guy was taking a shit, and they started eating through the toilet that way too.
Here we go. One second. This was the poster. I'm sure you've seen the poster.
Yeah, I've seen the poster.
Yeah. So that movie, that series is getting a complete remake and redo. Original Ghoulies creator reclaiming rights for the trilogy, expanding the franchise with a book series, collectibles, and apparel. A practical events and dark humor may fuel Ghoulies reboot success, tapping into the veil of low-budget horror movie trend. Ghoulies could follow the legacy sequel and trend and resent with new audiencing streaming the original movies on Roku, Pluto TV, and Taboo. So yeah, we're getting a whole new Ghoulie series.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure they're fun. I haven't seen any of them. They look fun.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you like remakes and reboots?
God damn, you're getting some more. What's next?
There's a new Little Shop of Horrors reboot coming from Roger Corman and the Gremlins director. John Dante will join B-movie legend Roger Corman for Little Shop of Halloween Horrors following scrapped Chris Evans remake plans. Joe Dante returns to work with Cameron, who has started his career working for him, except a fresh take on the original movie with no details yet upcoming. It is going to be a Little Shop of Horrors, though.
So I know all the words to the first movie, you know, because I love it. Or the first musical adaptation.
You told me you used to get naked to it a lot.
I don't think I did that. But I don't know what's going to happen.
You told me twice.
I never said that, Neil. I don't know if we need like another one. It seems like the first one's perfect to me.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you like remakes and reboots?
What's next? So tell me what they're remaking.
The Never Ending Story is getting a live action remake now in the works. A reboot of the beloved fantasy tale, The Never Ending Story, is now in development. Michael End Productions and Seesaw Films are planning multiple live action movies from The Never Ending Story to go into more of. Now that's kind of cool. All right, because after the first one, the other two, three, was it two or three of them?
I don't remember.
I think it went up to four.
Yeah,
but they sucked. They made Valcor like generically. It was not good. Stuff like that. But the first one's a classic. And if they could go into that fantasy world of Fantasia, I mean, come on.
I just think that like when a studio executive hears that they're making it, they're like, you should make Nerds. He's like, hey, that's the thing people recognize. Let's make a remake of that. Like it just, I don't know if. You know, like
member berries. Yeah, member berries.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, remember every story. I remember Vinnie Jones. I remember. Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you like remakes and reboots?
What you got?
A new Popeye the Sailor Man movie live action is in development. 44 years after Robin Williams' lead effort. Previous live-action adaptation was with Robin Williams. Popeye, known for his spinach-fueled superhuman strength, first appeared in 1929 and has become one of the most pop cartoon and pop icons over many, many years.
So
details yet on it, but it's all about Popeye.
That one with Robin Williams is fucking bizarre as shit, dude. Like, they get in the big arms.
I love it, though. It's one of my favorites.
So bizarre.
I still watch that all the time to this day. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Neil.
The director of the new Leprechaun reboot says that it doesn't need to be scary as hell. It can be as hilarious as hell and gory as fuck, and it'll be still a good movie.
That's how we want it.
Thoughts?
That's my thoughts. My thoughts are right. I mean, like, we don't need a scary leprechaun. We need a funny leprechaun who kills people. I mean, Warwick Davis, he's not going to do it anymore, is he?
No, he's not. He's not going to be doing that anymore. Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy, which is a remake and a reboot.
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Is now in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Woo-woo. For what?
It has executed 8.5 canon rolls to beat the old record of 7 canon rolls during the filming of Casino Royale from 2006.
What's a canon
roll? So it's a remake. The canon roll is when it's loop-de-loop.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Get what I mean?
I'll find out when I see the movie.
I don't know. It's one of those things you kind of just need to look at it, bro. Yeah. I can't really sit here and try to tell you exactly what it is. Winnie the Pooh horror sequel star reveals that things are about to get meta. Yeah, the first Winnie the Pooh and Honey will be recount in the sequel as things get meta. Despite negative feedback, Scott Chambers agreed to star as Christopher Robin in the sequel. Winnie the Pooh is creating a universe, not just Winnie the Pooh, because they are going to be adding backstories and forward stories of Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, and Tigger.
Eeyore
died, dude. If you didn't remember, did you not watch the first movie?
No. Why would I do that to myself?
The first movie, the whole reason they become the way they're fucked up is because they, Chris Robbins left them and ditched them in the forest. Mm-hmm. He ditched them in the forest so they had nobody bringing him food. So they all were dying of starvation. So they killed Eeyore and ate him.
Oh, poor Eeyore.
And became cannibals. And that's how them. I mean, it's a great storyline. They didn't just kind of, you know, make it all happen.
Hey, Bear. What's next, dude?
Bill Murray surprisingly chose to play him in a Saturday Night Live biopic. Saturday Night Live biopic coming out.
It sounds 1975, right?
Yes, it's going to be the 1975 era, and he wants Kristen Wiig to come to play for him.
To play his character?
Mm-hmm. He says he wants either Kenan Thompson, Kristen Wiig, or Amy Poehler.
He's fucking hilarious.
He's fucking if not them, Bill Hader. Bill Hader.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that one's a good one. Yeah. But the rest of them, I think it's Bill Murray. Come on, guys. You know what the fuck he was going to do. Yeah. Dune Part 2 is still going. It's only been, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, 3 weeks maybe.
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it has completely surpassed Dune 1.
Oh, sure.
It is the first one grossed $110 million all total. They are at $109 million at almost $500 million globally due to, they are already on the roll to being one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
It's great. Dune 2 Part 2 is fucking amazing, guys. We love that movie. You know. Yeah.
So. All right. Chris, your favorite show of all time is getting a sequel movie that will be coming out to the theater soon.
What's that?
Yep, and that's Downton Abbey Part 3 will be hitting the movie theaters, coming confirmed, as the final movie will be starting in the timeline of Downton Abbey.
So,
your favorite series.
Yeah, I tell you, when I saw, I didn't know it was called Downton Abbey. I thought it was Downtown Abbey until I saw the movie coming out.
I've been calling it Downtown Abbey for a million bajillion years. Timothy Chalamet broke a world record as well. Now,
for being hot as shit.
The world record. Sorry, everybody. Chris is a sex pervert. I don't know if you guys knew this. He is a completely sex.
Tell me about Timothy.
Pervert.
Keep going.
All right. Timothy Chalamet has broke a world record. Now, the record that he has broken is that the movie to replace the top grossing movie of a year is the movie he stars in. So, the top grossing movie of 94 and was still the top grossing of 2024 was Wonka.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was it right? That was number one movie last year. That was one of the million bucks movies.
That was this year. That was this year.
Oh, Dwonka was this year, wasn't it? Fuck. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's only been 3 months, bro.
Okay.
But the movie to replace it is Dune 2.
Uh-huh.
He is the first actor to do this for over 45 years. Now, Chris, this is a question to you.
Okay.
Who was the actor who had the record 45 years ago, and what was the two movies?
Was it Bill Murray?
No.
Okay, Dan Aykroyd.
No.
Am I even
the right? Wasn't a comedy. They weren't comedies.
Charles Bronson.
No.
I don't know, man. You got to tell me.
You're getting closer to Charles Bronson.
I know, but it wasn't Eastwood, right?
So what year would it have been? What is 45 years ago?
Oh, that's like 1970. Hold on, I got to do math. So there's 1980. No, it's 45, you said?
45. What is 45 years ago? Well, come on, man.
So 1979. All right. Harrison Ford.
Huh?
Was it Harrison Ford?
No.
Oh, who is it, man?
Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford didn't really get discovered until the 80s, if you remember.
I know, but he was in Star Wars in 1979.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was none other than the man himself, John Travolta.
For Saturday Night Fever, right?
Yep.
And I don't know.
Which was replaced by?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of, tell me. Neil, you can't do, Grease, right?
That's like, really, dude? Okay. Like, well, what else do you think he started back then? Yeah.
So it was Grease, okay. All right. No, it's not from Grease, sorry. That was 45 years.
Yeah, so Timothée Chalamet broke a 45-year-old record because of Dune Part 2. So way to go there.
Yeah.
Talking about Bill Hader, he is going to be redoing his role as one of the cartoon legends of all time.
Charlie, I don't know. Tell me.
The man it's from the guy who told you that he would not eat them here or there. He would not eat them anywhere. He would not eat them with a fox. He would not eat them in a box. He would not eat them. I can't remember all of that now. But anyway, Dr. Seuss's character, Cat in the Hat, okay, is returning to the animated, and Bill Hader will be doing the Cat Hader.
Just so you know, you were saying Green Eggs and Ham. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I said Dr. Seuss.
And he said Cat in the Hat, which is different.
Yeah, it's all written by Dr. Seuss. That's why I said Dr. Seuss. It was a link.
Okay.
It was a.
Okay.
Do you not listen to any other thing in the world ever? Do you not understand?
So,
what, like,
so hold on. When I say something to you, and then you're like, "Well, fuck you! I'm even mad at you." Yeah, we're
talking about things to fuck you over. Talking about kitty cats. Thundercats live action movie director is now talking that it is on its way. Adam Wingard hints on the live action Thundercats movie. Writer Simon Barrett teases that the audiences are not prepared for the scope and the vision of the Thundercats that they are going to adapt. Like,
you guys aren't going to fucking believe it.
What?
He's like, you guys aren't even ready for it. No fucking way.
You're not fucking ready for it, bro. Not ready for
you
it.
You guys are ready.
Karen Gillan wants everybody to know that she is down to clown and wants to be part of the Willy Wonka horror movie.
Was there?
Now, if you don't remember the Unknown, which was going to be made from that crappy Willy Wonka horror factory that was made a little bit ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is getting made into a movie, and Karen Gillan's like, you know what? I'll do that shit for free. I'll do that shit for cost. I want to do it.
It sounds fun.
And so she's jumping on top of it. Marvel has 100% confirmed Scarlet Witch is dead. She died. It's the end of the Doctor Strange. She's not alive. Don't think she's coming back. Everybody remember that.
So Elizabeth Olsen's no longer part of the MCU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A shocking number of adults prefer streaming movies now over going to the movie theaters.
Wait, more
now. Chris, how much percent of human beings rather sit at home and watch a movie now instead of going to the movie theaters? I'm gonna say it's
38%.
Chris, you yeah. want to guess that number again?
Is it 51%?
Oh, what? I said how many people watch movies want to see a movie at their home? Did I say in the home or the theater?
In home.
At home. How many people do you think want to watch the movie at home?
And we're going by percentage or like how many people?
I don't percentage. Know. Percentage. Okay, out of
100%. I'm going to say 49%.
66% of U.S. citizens, U.S. adults, after this Harris X poll, would rather watch movies on streaming platforms than go to a movie theater. Only 34% still prefer going to movie theaters.
You know, I love going to the theater.
I did too, man. I lived above one, God's sake.
Well, so I'm thinking like maybe people with kids and stuff. It's always hard bringing your kids and you have to round them up. I don't know what the fuck they meant, but I don't know what
maybe prices too. But that's not their fault. They have to charge big money for something, or they wouldn't have enough money to stay open.
Yeah, man, we're outliers, man. I guess we're outliers.
Yeah. Last but not least, the great Grant Morrison. Do you know who Grant Morrison is, Chris?
Enlighten the people who don't know.
Do you know who Grant Morrison is? No. Who's Grant Morrison? Grant Morrison has written over 3,000 Batman stories.
Okay.
Movies about the Dark, comics about the Dark Knight. Yeah. He is the actual guy that has written some of the most famous stories of all time due to the Dark Knight. Grant Morrison wants Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan to fucking kill themselves and never call themselves writers of Batman ever. He has made it very clear that if your Batman kills, then you do not understand what Batman is.
You feel the same way, though, right? You feel
the same way.
Okay.
I was reading, words of Grant Morrison. I was reading on how film directors Snyder and Nolan thinks Batman should kill as part of the character's self-imposed mission to stop crime. If Batman kills his enemy, he'd be the Joker, and Commissioner Gordon would have to lock him up.
Okay. That's fair. Does that mean, like, so Rob Pattinson hasn't killed anyone yet, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Don't let your Batman kill. And that is the lesson that we're going to give today from news from Movies That Don't Suck. That was the Movies Don't Suck and some of the news. Now me and Chris are going to talk about the last movie, unless Chris got drunk and forgot it again.
I saw it like in the screen unseen things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's going to be Arthur the King. Anyway, so Arthur the King, do you have background for this one? It's just black back there. Arthur King, directed by Simon Sellen or Kellen Jones. He's directed such other things as The Family Man, also with Marky Wahlberg. The Family Man, The Diplomat, Ballers. He did an episode of Ballers, 9 episodes of Ballers. And The Expanse, which we talked about earlier, in fact. This stars...
Yeah.
This is written by Michael Brandt and Michael Leonard, based on the book of the true story. This stars Mark Wahlberg as Michael.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah. Simu Liu is Leo.
Actually, can somebody please tell me what the hell it means when someone is texting you for 18 hours?
Also, Juliet Rylance is Helen.
This is Della.
Natalie Emmanuel as Olivia.
So I'm excited to finally meet the bride and groom tonight.
This also stars Ali Salim as Chick. Barry Grylls shows up as himself. Paul Guilfoyle plays Charlie. Rob Collins plays Decker. Alani Ilunga plays John. CeCe Valentin plays Ruby. And Oscar Best plays Hugo. This also stars Arthur, the king himself.
Come on, Olivia. Let's go.
Neil, what's your storyline for Arthur the King?
An adventure racer adopts a stray dog named Arthur to join him in an epic endurance race.
It's not exactly it. That's not exactly it. I mean, not really.
I didn't write it.
Yeah.
You told me to read that, man. You can always change it and then send me it and then email it and I will read that instead of that.
Okay, if you want to, I can do that next time.
I'm just telling you. I mean, because there are some of these that I read that I'm like, yeah, that's the worst explanation of this movie ever. This was Boogie Nights meets All Dogs Go to Heaven.
No, this is
it was like just dogs fucking all the time. Yeah,
it's awesome.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, so no, this is a movie where it's like a action sports or like adventure sports meets with a dog in it, like. So, if you guys don't know, it's just based on a true story. Adventure racing is like a sport where it takes all these athletes from around the world. They do like a marathon. It takes like several days. And in this movie, they encounter a dog. That's the movie.
That's the movie. And the movie was as heartfelt as possible. Now, someone ruined the movie for me.
I didn't ruin shit to you, dude.
Because one of the biggest parts of this movie was what the thing he said to me.
Mark Wahlberg said it in the fucking preview that I saw. He was like, go see
this.
That's
great. That's great. Not everybody sees that preview, bro. Just because you've seen one thing that ruins it for you.
Did I ruin the movie for you?
Like, I don't want to tell everybody that Bill Murray dies in the new Ghostbusters, but I've seen it. I saw it. I knew that it's happening. And Bill Murray's dying in the new Ghostbusters.
Watch this fucking emails. Dude, you just ruined it for me.
Yeah, see, no, exactly. And that's the thing. You can't ruin things. But besides somebody ruining this movie for me, I still thought it was a great movie. It was very fun. It was very emotional.
You're going to cry.
Again.
You're going to cry.
Again. Probably needed a little. This one needed just a little. I'm not saying a lot of bit, but just needed a little bit more character development.
Thought it was good.
Again, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, and I'm not saying like it needed character development as badly as Damsel did. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that like it was a good movie, but there's like by time when it gets to the hey, we're supposed to care about everybody that's in the group kind of thing, I didn't know anything about anybody.
I mean, you knew a little bit about Mark Wahlberg's character, you know?
Mike. You knew about him. You know about him. But you didn't know about Joe Bob Franklin. You didn't know about Frankie D's. You didn't know about Longhorn, Foghorn that's behind him. You didn't know about these guys. And so, like, when things happen to him, it's just kind of like, okay, that sucks.
But by the way, if you guys like doggos, you're gonna like this movie. Because who doesn't like it?
Yeah, it's all about the dog. Let's just be 100%. It is all about that fuzzy, little fair treat little puppy.
It is
all about that little puppy.
It's all about
that puppy. Yeah. That little puppy. Look at that little puppy. Oh, there he is in the boat. There he is on the boat.
Is he win a life vest? That's so cute. So, so it's about the dog. This movie's like, if you like dogs, you'll like this movie. Because
there he is. Oh, there's again with him all wet. Oh, that's the real one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's the other one.
Where's the, what the heck? Oh, there it is. Yeah, I had a picture of the, here we go. Here's the real one. Yeah, I'll take the caption off of the bottom. Boom. But there you go. Yeah, there's the real one compared to the fake one. That is the actual real people. This happened. It's based on a true story. And to be honest,
dude, there were parts of this movie I was edge of my seat, even without the dog. Like,
there was parts of this movie that you're on the edge of seat. This is really good. This is not one of those Mark Wahlberg throwaways.
Yeah, this felt like a movie you see in theaters. By the way, this felt like a big movie. Huh? This felt like a movie you see in theaters, like a big movie. Yeah.
By any means, this was like a heartfelt movie you see in the theater on like date night, and you just want to be there, and you just want to be like, "Oh, the little puppy!"
And you're gonna want to go home, and you're gonna want to play with your puppies, or you're gonna maybe go home and talk about getting a puppy. after that.
But I went home and played with my puppy. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I did too.
And I had something to do right away. What was I doing right away? I went right away. I had to go to my wife's wedding. My wife's birthday dinner.
I thought maybe you had to go potty.
But, dude, I will make you go potty if you don't stop your craziness good, on man. That I'm side. Right. You right. Stop being mean to people.
I didn't have any beer today because I didn't have time. But
I'm finishing the Guinness from this weekend.
Are you gonna drink? Like, are you feeling better? Like after the razor you had?
Man,
that was Sunday.
St. Patty's was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like just a day ago.
No, today's Thursday, pal. But
So we only got one more episode before I go away for a week, huh?
Yeah, we'll take a week off, guys. Just so you know.
Man, I didn't even think about that. Oh man, now you got me all freaking out. Oh my god, I'm freaking out.
You leave on the first or?
Whatever, we'll talk about that later. Okay. Anyway, this movie, it was really good. The dog did a great job.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg kicked it out of the cat park. Sumi was in it, who, you know, Shan Zi, and he plays a good supporting role. He's becoming the supporting role actor at this moment. Like, he's always a supporting role in a lot of movies.
You want me the first, so you want to be more of a leading man, you think?
What?
You want to be more of a leading man, you think, Sumi? Can be the leading man in a movie besides Shang-Chi?
Yeah, dude. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's very good. I mean, he was good as Ken.
Yeah. He was a good Ken. But he wasn't as good.
I'm just Ken. Everyone else I'd be a 10. Where I see love, she sees a friend. I'm just Ken. Anyway.
Everyone acted well. There was no like shitty acting in this.
There was no shitty acting. It was really cool. It was a heartfelt story. Like I said, the only thing, maybe I wanted it a little more heartfelt just because of the people and some of the stuff that they went through.
Mm-hmm.
But it's understandable it's understandable why the movie focused on the dog and the person. So coming out of the gate, I'm just going to say, I'm going to get a 3.8. I loved it.
Yeah, that's a 3.7 for me. Like, I really like the back and forth, the way the story, like, at the beginning, the back and forth, thought that was interesting. I think I connected with, you get to know the main character pretty well. You get to sort of get his motivation and then, you know.
I just love the fact that this movie, I mean, it just makes you feel the feelings and the feelings. Like, there's like, even though you told me the outcome, there were several times in the movie that they're logging you in to make you feel like, is this dog going to live or die? Like, four different times in the movie, major plot points of the movie. and you know, knowing the outcome of that.
Well, okay. So there are people out there.
That's a statement. I don't need a rebuttal on
okay,
that.
I'm not saying.
Anyway.
Hold on. There are some people that refuse the movie. If the dog dies, and if you want to find out, go to doesthedogdie.com. That's the website that will not give away the plot points. They'll just say yes or no. Doesthedogdie.com. You go there, find out the dog dies, and if you can't handle it.
So stupid. Anyway.
Is this a stupid website? I guess not my stepmother that has married. She refuses to watch
me. I mean, like, I just didn't realize how many people didn't like stories to surprise them. Like, people don't like to follow stories. I don't get that.
I have a friend who fucking spoils every movie he does. He's going to see. He goes online and he reads, like, the whole storyline. And I'm like, why would you do that to yourself, man? Why?
Yeah, that makes no sense to me. I'm just Ken, so I don't know.
Okay, but if you guys want to find out, but yeah, my stepmother, she went out to watch Marley and Me because she knows how it ends, and she's a really big dog person, so she wants to, you know, be able to live a full life after watching Marley and Me.
All right, so Chris, what was your score?
3.7.
All right, so What is the score of the good old Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, trying to get out of here quick. All right. What's the audience score you think for Arthur the King?
Did you say that I want to get out of here quick?
Usually,
dude, it's an hour and it's an hour and 9 minutes
now. Usually an hour and like 15, hour and 20. Like for a man, whatever.
I know. I'm trying to make it easier on you for the.
I'm fine, dude. I was doing this. I didn't drink anything. I'm feeling great. But Neil, what is the audience score for Arthur the King? And this is surprising me. This is surprising me even.
I know. The audience score for Arthur the King is Roadhouse.
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, it's
97.
Yeah, that's right. Congratulations. Did you see this? Like, Neil, I think you saw
it. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw when I was going through the news earlier, it said Mark Wahlberg's first movie over 95%. So I thought it was either 96, 97, 98, or 99.
So, okay, what's the audience? What's the critic score?
I didn't know it was exactly 97. It'd be over 95%.
All right. What's the second one? What's the critic score for Arthur the King?
87%.
67%.
What was their bullshit?
It's hard to deny Arthur the King's ability to tug at the heartstrings, although it may have been more effective at taking a subtler approach. I'm going to read a bad review and a good review.
All right.
Here's from Lindsay Barr of Associated Press. She says, maybe the movie will direct some eyes toward the existence of Arthur Foundation, but while the movie goes down, easy enough, it is, as it is, on the whole, it is a bit unsatisfying. Whatever. This is Kyle Smith of Wall Street Journal. He says, film by film, Mr. Orwell is using his pull to create a tribute to the world's tough, decent, humble working guys. Yeah, okay. That's not what I saw on this one. But I don't see people who do adventure racing as like humble. Or like I just feel like it's an endurance thing. But it's a fun movie. You get some assistance out of it, you get your heart all warm on this one. And you'll feel good watching this movie, I think. Right?
It sounds pretty good.
It goes not easy. It's not going to challenge you really at all. It's not trying to say, it's just trying to be a sweet story about a man and a dog he meets. Yeah. One of the toughest adventure races on the planet. So,
yeah, it was insane, dude. Like, there's no way in heaven nor hell would I be able to.
Yeah, I was seeing that. I was like, no fucking way to ever do that. Like, not even wanting.
I mean, like, I get that people have been training their whole life to do that stuff, and congratulations to them. Yeah.
But fuck that, man. Fuck all that.
There's a lot of stuff that I was just like, oh, my. I don't mind kayaking. I don't mind kayaking. I like kayaking. Yeah. Not when I'm racing people. Yeah. I like to do it as pleasure.
Do you want to climb mountains on the way to your next destination or zip line down it? Like,
with no... I don't mind zip lining once.
I've been zip lining once.
Limit. Yeah. It's over 250. You can't be over 250.
I've done zip lining once in Tennessee.
I bet it was awesome.
It was okay. We also did rafting later, like that we went on that week. That was way cooler than ziplining, honestly.
I want to zipline. Yeah. I wish I could zipline, but I'm fat. Wait. And they don't like me to be on things. I'm not fat. I'm just like big.
You're tall. I'm like, yeah, you're a tall man.
I'm 6 foot and 260. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and they're like, no.
Every time he comes over, he complains about our toilet, but now we have a bidet, so it's okay.
Such a small toilet. Anyway,
and the shower is like, does it shoot out more? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm not too tall.
All right, I'm gonna read you something, and I want you to tell me what it is. All right.
Okay.
6 caffeine diet free Coke, 6 Coca Cola Classic, spring water, coffee, hot tea with honey and lemon, fruit juice.
Okay. I saw this yesterday. It's the writer for The Highwayman.
Yeah, isn't
that awesome? But if I had to pick one,
anyway,
if I had to pick one, would be Will Nelson's. By the way, I'd pick his writer, his part of it.
But none of it says weed.
Well, He didn't say that. He just has it's in his blood. You cut him and his weed comes out. But
why is everybody drinking Coke?
I don't know, man. I don't know the answer for that.
Where's the Pepsi?
Are you a Pepsi? You're a Pepsi guy?
No, I'm not neither guy.
Oh, so okay. I have a quick question before we get out of here, Neil. Let's pretend you had to drink cream soda. Are you on red, blue, or original?
Say it again.
Let's say you had to drink cream soda. Would you do red cream, blue cream, or just regular cream soda?
I've had a green cream soda.
Yeah.
Sparkling vanilla cream soda by A&W.
Okay, there we go. Hey, you guys heard it first here.
I love cream soda. I love cream soda. Oh, yeah? I love Mountain Dew, and I love.
Did you like Big Red?
I like a good fruity weirds beverage. I don't like the colas and stuff like that.
Okay. So you're like a Fanta guy. Orange soda is a good thing you like.
Okay. Yes, okay. Yes. I like Fantas. I like Faygo. You know, I like the party.
Okay.
It's a party. You know, I'm talking about the Faygo.
Come on, dude.
Faygo.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Juggalo. Yeah. All right.
Come on. Faygo. It's like, right. Put a 2-liter between your cheeks.
You know, you guys, I didn't know you were a Juggalo, dude.
I am not Juggalo. I just think it's funny. But right. I'm from the area where they're from. So, hey, why not?
They're from Indiana?
Well, I mean, they're from Michigan.
Oh, and, that's your kind of area. It's sort of, I mean, that region, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're right in the same area, bro. It's not like it's a far drive.
Yeah, all right, guys.
It's like it's a further drive from where I'm now to where you're at than it is from where I live to there.
So just so you guys know, we gave Damsel, I gave it 3.2, and it was a 3. I gave Arthur the King a 3.7, and it was a 3.8, so take a shot. And yeah, I think you can watch Arthur King in theaters, and I think you should. And you watch Damsel if you're doing laundry, you have nothing else to watch. Or, you know, there's plenty of other things on Netflix you can watch than that. So, you can find some online movies on suck.net. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/movies on suck. Podcasts, we're at Twitter and TS Podcast. X and TS Podcast. We're on Instagram and TS Podcast. We're at patreon.com/movies on suck. Subscribe there, you'll be able to eat something for once. Go to Pondfire.com, search movies on suck, something to do. You'll find our shirts there, along with stuff that Neil's made. And where you find podcasts on movies on suck, something to do, subscribe.
Including the new one called The Final Boss. Yeah, I'm proud of that one. That just came out because no one else has made it yet. Oh. And it's like, if you're going to keep calling a guy the final boss, I don't have a shirt.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I guess we will. What do you for small businesses?
If you got a small business, let us know. We will be more than happy to
hear you live.
Promote you right here on our podcast, free of charge to our thousands of listeners, our millions of followers, right here at Movies Don't Suck and Some That Do.
You ready to hear you? There you go.
I'm ready to go out the door for show. That's another episode of Movies Don't Suck and Some Do. My name is Neil.
I'm Chris.
And remember, guys, no matter how hard you try, even if she's a damsel in distress, sometimes you can't be everybody, King Arthur. You have a good day.